After buying the property in October, a group called Mount Telemark Partners, LLC, said they had no interest in running the 214-room lodge, but would let someone else manage it. For a while, it seemed the Central Cross Country Ski Association, or CXC, was interested in running the lodge as an Olympic training facility. But Mount Telemark Partners spokesman, Rick Carpenter, says it was too much for them.
As they did their due diligence and looked at the disrepair of the lodge, they decided that it's just too big of a mountain to climb.
Carpenter says Telemark needs a complete overhaul, and renovating the heating and cooling system alone will cost $1 million. So, he says the owners are cutting the power.
You know, unless there's an 11th-hour Hail Mary where another group comes in and wants to tackle the restoration or renovation of Telemark Lodge, yes, it will freeze and become almost fatally damaged.
But Carpenter says they want to save the three-story Grand Hall by draining pipes and winterizing the structure. James Bolin is executive director of the Cable Area Chamber of Commerce. He says they're not giving up on Telemark as a resort.
There's still potential hope for the building. You know, some new attachments could be attached to the core and a new facility built. But obviously the folks at CXC want to bring an Olympic training site to the Cable Area, to the trails that are there.
While the lodge won't be available, Telemark's owners have agreed to lease the property for this year's American Birkebeiner cross-country ski race. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.